health workers in Africa face many challenges, even in times of peace. Hospitals and health centers often lack basic necessities that include systems for storing medical records. There's now a global effort to tackle this life-or-death issue. The goal? To provide a computerized medical record system that anyone, anywhere, can use. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd reports.
Ask Hamish Fraser about medical record keeping in places like Kenya, Peru, and Haiti, and he says,
the reality is that you probably wouldn't see any good record keeping. I mean, people are so busy and the resources are very short, so there isn't really a strong tradition of record keeping.
Fraser's a cardiologist. He works for a group called Partners in Health. Fraser says that in countries beset with problems such as AIDS, good patient records are vital.
Especially with HIV, you're dealing with a chronic disease, and these patients, once they start treatment, need to remain on for the rest of their lives, of course, so that the importance of record keeping jumps enormously, and it becomes very difficult to do a good job of managing these patients unless you know what's happening with them.
But in the developing world, options for computerized record keeping systems are limited. Off-the-shelf software is too expensive and not always customizable. Fraser says his organization developed medical record systems for tuberculosis and AIDS patients, but those record systems were of limited value.
We realized that although they work well as web-based medical records for specific diseases, we needed something more comprehensive that was more flexible for other projects.
Partners in Health found that more comprehensive solution a few years ago. It's called Open Medical Record System, or OpenMRS. It was developed by the Regenstrief Institute, a research organization based at the Indiana University School of Medicine. OpenMRS was created with the developing world in mind. The software is free. Anyone can download it from the Internet. It's a standard computer-based form that allows anyone to type in basic patient information. And it's open-source software. That means anyone who downloads it can freely modify it, as long as those modifications are shared in turn. Paul Biondich is one of the creators of OpenMRS. He says they chose to make the program open source so that programmers and healthcare workers around the world could easily tailor it to their needs.
I'm not from Africa, and I don't live in Africa, nor do a lot of the initial developers. And so the idea would be that we ultimately make ourselves obsolete in this process. I mean, we want to give them something that becomes theirs. We need to develop it collaboratively with them in order to achieve that goal.
And the collaboration continues in the United States as well.
Bring some geeks.
Big time geeks.
Recently, a group of programmers gathered in Boston for an OpenMRS hackathon. 3 days of coding and fixing bugs. They volunteered their time and their skills. Again, Paul Biondich.
We learned that there were a very large number of people that want to contribute and write code for OpenMRS as just a philanthropic good to better the world.
OpenMRS is now in use in more than a dozen countries. One of the early adopters was the Albert Schweitzer Hospital in Haiti. James Arbaugh runs the hospital's IT systems. I reached him on his cell phone. He told me that record keeping in Haiti is chaotic at best, but that OpenMRS is helping.
It's really valuable for us because we have one central place now that we're storing all of our patient data rather than having it stored across different paper forms or a spreadsheet or a database. It's all being integrated into OpenMRS, which gives one place to look for the information, which is going to really help out.
And efforts to improve OpenMRS continue across the globe. Those involved in the project say that more and more modifications and fixes are being made by locals. And on the OpenMRS website, you're likely to see programmers from Kenya, Rwanda, and Pakistan trading tips and sharing code. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.